Welcome to episode 12-68 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Everyone who has ever prayed knows this feeling. You pour out your heart to God, but the heavens feel silent. You ask, you plead, you cry, and yet nothing seems to change. Maybe it's a health diagnosis that doesn't improve, a loved one who hasn't come home, a dream that seems to fade further away with each passing year. You begin to wonder, is God listening? Does he even care? Jesus knew we would face moments like that. He knew his followers would be tempted to give up when God's timing seemed delayed or when the world's injustice seemed unrelenting. So he told a story, not about power or miracles, but about persistence and faith that refuses to quit. Luke introduces this parable with rare clarity.
Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up.
It's important to notice when Jesus tells this story. It comes right after his teaching in Luke 17 about the coming of God's kingdom. Jesus has just told the disciples the Son of Man will return, but not yet, and that there will be long, hard days in between. The disciples are learning following Jesus is not a sprint. It's a lifetime journey through struggle, delay, and opposition. The parable is his encouragement to keep praying even when it feels like the world is unjust and heaven is quiet. In short, this story is about hope in the gap, the space between promise and fulfillment, between faith and sight.
In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary."
In the ancient world, judges were supposed to represent God's justice on earth. They were entrusted to protect the vulnerable, particularly widows, orphans, and foreigners, those without social power or legal standing. But this judge is the opposite of what he should be. Jesus describes him as one who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. In Hebrew terms, that means he has no moral compass. He doesn't revere God's law, and he's indifferent to public accountability. He's corrupt, callous, and self-serving. This judge represents everything wrong with human systems of power: arrogant authority, indifference to suffering, and the exploitation of the weak. In contrast, the widow is the picture of vulnerability. In the ancient Near East, widows had no husband to defend them, no property rights, and often no income. They were frequently exploited and ignored. In a legal system dominated by men, a widow's voice would typically go unheard. But this widow refuses to be silent. She doesn't just ask once, she keeps coming back. Day after day, she shows up with the same request: "Grant me justice." To the judge, she's probably an annoyance, a buzzing mosquito that won't go away. But to Jesus, she's the hero of the story.
For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me."
The judge's reasoning is almost comical. He doesn't grant her justice because of moral conviction. He does it because she wears him down. The phrase, "so she won't attack me," literally translates to, "so she won't give me a black eye." The image is of a judge so harassed by her persistence that he gives in just to get some peace. This, Jesus says, is a lesson about prayer, but not because God is like the unjust judge. In fact, he is the exact opposite.
Listen to what the unjust judge says. "And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off?"
Here's the key. If even an unjust, indifferent judge can be moved to act because of persistence, how much more will a just and loving God respond to his children? Jesus uses the argument of contrast, the "how much more" principle common in his teaching. If God cares for sparrows, how much more does he care for you? If an earthly father gives good gifts, how much more will your heavenly father? And if even a corrupt judge responds to perseverance, how much more will a righteous God bring justice? This isn't about manipulating God through nagging. It's about faithful endurance, a relationship rooted in trust that God hears, loves, and will act in his time. The parable ends with a haunting question.
"However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?"
Jesus connects persistence in prayer to enduring faith. The issue is not whether God will be faithful. He will be. The issue is whether we will remain faithful until the end. Will we keep praying when the world grows darker? Will we keep trusting when the outcome seems uncertain? Will we keep believing even when the answer is delayed? This parable is not just about prayer, it's about unfaltering faith. Let's get deep. Beneath this simple story lies a profound revelation of who Jesus is and what he came to do. The parable of the persistent widow shows us the heart of God, the nature of true faith, and the mission of Jesus in a world longing for justice. Jesus uses this story to clarify what God isn't. He is not like the unjust judge. Where the judge is indifferent, God is compassionate. Where the judge delays out of selfishness, God delays out of wisdom. Where the judge is moved by irritation, God is moved by love. God's seeming delays are not evidence of neglect, but of divine timing. He works on a timeline bigger than ours, ensuring his justice is perfect and complete. The widow's persistence mirrors the prayers of God's people over time. Abraham interceding for Sodom, Hannah praying for a child, Daniel praying 3 times a day in exile, the early church praying for Peter in prison. God's justice may seem slow, but it is sure. Jesus promises,
he will see that they get justice and quickly.
In Greek, the phrase quickly means suddenly. When God moves, he moves decisively. Jesus tells this parable to teach that they should always pray and not give up. The word for give up, Greek enkakein, means to lose heart, to become weary. Jesus knows our tendency to grow weary in waiting to interpret silence as absence. But persistent prayer keeps our hearts connected to God's purposes, even when we don't yet see his hand. This story teaches us prayer is less about changing God's mind and more about shaping our own hearts. Persistent prayer cultivates endurance, trust, and intimacy with God. Faith isn't proven in the answered prayer, it's proven in the waiting. This parable isn't just about private prayer, it's also about public justice. The widow's cry is for justice against her adversary. In Scripture, justice is not vengeance, it's the restoration of what is right. Jesus himself embodies that justice. He comes as the righteous judge who defends the oppressed, confronts the corrupt, and bears injustice on the cross to bring salvation to the world. At the cross, the roles are reversed. The judge of all creation becomes the one who is unjustly condemned, so that widows, outcasts, and sinners might be vindicated forever. Every unanswered prayer for justice points us toward the day when Jesus will return, and all wrongs will be made right. The cry of the widow echoes the cry of the saints in Revelation 6:10.
How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?
Yes, we long for justice, but the promise of Jesus is sure. He will not delay forever. So, how do we pray like this widow? Pray boldly. The widow doesn't whisper her request, she demands justice. We are invited to approach God with the same boldness. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence." God is not offended by your persistence. He welcomes it. Pray honestly. The widow doesn't dress up her plea. She names her need plainly. Authentic prayer doesn't hide behind pious language. Tell God exactly how you feel, the frustration, fatigue, longing. God can handle your honesty. Pray persistently. The widow's power was not in her position, but in her persistence. Don't measure the worth of your prayers by how quickly they are answered. Every time you pray, you're exercising spiritual muscle. You're declaring you believe God is still at work. Pray expectantly. Faith is not wishful thinking. It's confident trust God will do what is right. The widow believed justice was possible. That's why she kept coming back. Even when you don't know how or when God will answer, keep expecting he will. Faith, Jesus says, is not proven by how much you know or how loudly you believe. It's proven by how long you hold on. The world tells us to give up when things don't change. Jesus calls us to hold steady, to be like that widow who refuses to let go of hope. Persistent faith doesn't mean you never feel weary. It means you keep coming to God even when you are. It means praying through your frustration, not just about it. Every time you pray and don't give up, you're declaring you trust the goodness of the judge, even when the verdict hasn't come yet. Father, may our prayers be steady and bold, rising day and night before your throne. And when your Son returns, may he find in us a faith that has not grown weary, a faith that keeps believing, keeps hoping, and keeps praying. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,